You are now in the Beau-Devant domain. Located at the foot of the Coudon Massif, this 370-hectare domain contains a farmhouse, a chapel, and a park, which was awarded the Remarkable Garden classification. The first reference to this domain was in 1437. It was the stronghold of the Sieur Baudouin, whose Provençal name was Beau-Devant. In 1926, Henri de Rothschild even became one of its many owners. In the middle of the 20th century, the domain was expropriated by the state, and its farmhouse then became home to the naval prefect. The municipality only bought it back in 1986. The garden is today a park open to the public. It bears witness to the municipality's intention to protect and enhance its landscape and horticultural heritage. Its current layout actually goes back to the 18th century. Like all Provençal parks of that time, it brings together both the practical and the enjoyable. There is thus a symmetry that makes the perspective delightful and the walks effortless. There are also ornaments such as basins, fountains, and statues. Recreated by the landscape architects Philippe Delieu, Juliette Haftek, and Michel Racine, this park comprises 10 or so gardens, each dedicated to a flower or a plant. Look out for the footprints on the floor symbolizing the different gardens. They will guide your discovery of the park, which will reveal a few surprises.
Walk through the large gate and take the magnificent alley planted with centenary plane trees. It will lead you directly to the farmhouse. Now, pause this commentary. Once you arrive at the farmhouse, restart the commentary.
Down from the farmhouse terrace, you will see planted box trees, carefully trimmed in the shape of a maze. It represents the coat of arms of the famous landscape gardener André Le Nôtre, who created the gardens of Versailles. Behind the farmhouse, you can see La Thèse. This is a small wood meant to bring to mind the pleasure of hunting. Thèse is a Provençal word stemming from the Latin term tendere, which means tender. The hunting that took place here was mostly that of small birds. A net was strung between the trees in order to trap the birds. This easy type of hunting was practiced by the women while their husbands hunted wild boar. Moreover, at the time, birds were a delicacy. Do not hesitate to walk to the end of La Thèse. Here, a semicircular bench will offer, on very hot days, a welcome pause in the shade.
If you retrace your steps a little, you will arrive on the left-hand side of a country field, where a stream snakes through. These meadows are also home to a few beehives, as well as myriads of insects such as ladybugs, bees, beetles, and grasshoppers. If you follow the snaking stream, it will lead you to the Belvedere, the large wooden terrace where you will be able to relax on deck chairs in the shade of a huge Atlas cedar. It's worth mentioning that this Belvedere is the subject of a specific audio commentary which will take you to the next part of the gardens.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audio Visit.